time to get expert advice. Fantasy football players, call 799-1250 right now and have your questions answered by rotowire.com's fantasy football insider, Kevin Payne. Brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Catch all your sports action and enjoy their award-winning fish fry every Wednesday and Friday.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. The man of the hour is Kevin Payne. RotoWire.com taking your fantasy football questions for week 10 already. Casey Payne 26. You find him on Twitter. So again, tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. You can email us live at 1057FMTheFan.com. And you can call us 414-799-1250. Kevin Payne, good morning, man. How you been?
I've been doing good, Bart. What's going on?
Oh, just ready to see the Packers somehow blow it against the Dolphins. But other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I like where they're at this week, though. I mean, it's been a little bit rougher than the last couple of weeks, but I think this is a good spot for them to rebound and really, you know, win this game pretty easily.
I think a big question regarding the Packers, and we'll get to some calls here in like 20 seconds, but Marquez Valdes-Scantling, where does he rank among receivers this week? Because I know a lot of people are looking at him, maybe if they had him on the waiver wire or if they've had him for a while, this might be a good week to play him.
Yeah, I think you do. I think at least he's a flex spot. You got four teams on bye this week, so that kind of narrows you know, where he ranks. I would imagine, gosh, he's got to be around 40th at the position, somewhere around there. And this is, what, three games in a row he comes into this with a catch of 40 yards or more. So I don't see any reason why you wouldn't play him at least as your flex or probably your number two wide receiver this week.
Let's go out to TJ in Greenfield, 799-1250. Questions for Kevin Payne, Fantasy Football. What's up, TJ?
Guys, I need two of these three non-PPR receivers. Robert Woods, Tyler Boyd, or Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It comes down to Woods or Fitzgerald. I think you have to go with Tyler Boyd. That game should be a shootout. If you want to beat New Orleans, you do it through the air. Very bad against the pass, good against the run. I'm going to probably say out of all these guys, I think you sit Fitz. Just because Woods is kind of the 1A receiver for the Rams, and Fitz, he had, I know before the bye, he had a big game. They've got a new offensive coordinator, but I'm still a little bit worried about his production, looking at his game logs for the season. So go ahead and sit Larry Fitzgerald.
Zach could start Mitch Trubisky, as he tweets in at the Fan, or should he pick up Eli or Nick Mullins?
Yeah, I don't trust Nick Mullins. It's a great story, him coming out, third-string quarterback. Look, he did it against the Raiders. The Raiders are terrible on defense. I actually think the Giants are a sneaky defense to stream this week against Mullins. I don't trust Eli either, though. I would go with Mitch Trubisky, who really quietly has made a lot of fantasy points this season using his legs and running. I'm not worried about the Detroit defense, so I would go with Mitch Trubisky out of those three.
Richard, half-point PPR, John Ross or Tyrell Williams?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I do love the matchup, though, for Tyrell Williams. Again, Oakland is terrible. So I do like John Ross going forward now that we know A.J. Green's going to be out at least a couple weeks, possibly longer. But I would go with Tyrell Williams here. Big wide receiver in Phillip Rivers, and those receivers should have their way against this Oakland defense.
Actually, I edited that email because in the email he said it's a 14-team league. Look, I don't care how big your league is. I don't care who you have on a bye. You don't have to justify your questions. If you have a question, it's okay to ask. I got Rodgers on a bye. I need. No one cares. Just ask your question. Okay, rant over. Let's go to Ben in Greendale. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Non-PPR flex question. Trey Burton or Devin Funchess?
Devin Funchess, if you take a look, and I was watching this last week because I recommended him for DFS. Devin Funchess got tackled twice at the 1 yard line last week, or else he was going to be in line for a big day. The schedule bodes very well for Carolina down the stretch for the receivers and for the passing game. I would go with Devin Funchess tonight in Pittsburgh.
Got an email from Josh, 2 of 3 PPR. Aaron Jones, Jordan Howard, Mark Ingram.
I think at this point, you probably go ahead and sit Ingram. The Cincinnati Bengals give up the worst, most passing yards per game, 319 in the league. So I think this is a big game for Drew Brees, not necessarily for the running attack. And Jordan Howard, I think, has scored in 3 straight games. Jones should have his way against the Miami defense that has given up some huge games this season to opposing running backs. So I go Jones and Howard and sit Ingram.
Keith, 2 of 3, half-point PPR, sit one of these. Valdez-Scantling, Matt Breida, Kenny Galladay.
I'm still going back to the Galladay well. I know he's had a couple of rough weeks. Things can only get better. I know it's not the greatest matchup in Chicago, but I'm going to sit Breida out of these three. This guy seems to get hurt every game, but he never misses a game. It's a really weird dynamic there. And look, the Giants defense, as I said, I think they're a sneaky streamer play. They've had an extra week off. They get another day because it's a Monday night game. So sit Breida out of those three.
Brian tweets in at the Fan, do I start MVS, Valdez-Scantling, or Golden Tate in a PPR league?
Tough one. Dallas' defense is actually decent. They've lost Sean Lee, though, for 4 to 6 weeks. I'm going to say go with Tate in this one. He's torched the Dallas defense earlier this season, so he seems to know where the soft spots in that defense are. I think that they're going to go out, especially coming out of the bye week. I think they'll make it an effort to get him the ball. So go with Golden Tate, although I do like MVS this week as well.
414-799-1250, Fantasy Football Help with Kevin Payne. Let's go to Sean in Racine. What's up, Sean?
Standard scoring quarterback question, Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers. I think you just go ahead and play it. See, well, Deshaun Watson's on bye. Real easy. Every week. Do you have somebody call in to test me to see if I know the teams that are on bye, Bart?
Yes, it's a plant.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's on bye. Don't need to worry about that one. I was trying to think who's Houston playing, then it's kicked in that he's on bye. So easy call there. Go with Aaron Rodgers.
I think that's why there's some Nick Mullins questions this week, because of that. Arnell's in Greenfield. What's up, Arnell?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you been?
Pretty good, you?
Oh, good. What's your question?
I got David Johnson or James White. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah, tough one. I mean, you must have a heck of another running back if your question comes down to David Johnson or James White. I would go with James White. I mean, he's basically the getting a lot of touches out of the backfield. He can do it in the passing game. He can do it running the ball. I would go with James White, although I do love David Johnson. Must be a very small league, 8 or 10 teams to be asking that question. I would try to fit both in your lineup, but White I slightly prefer.
John wants to know via Twitter, flex spot, 1 point PPR, Fournette, Chris Thompson, Duke Johnson, Valdez-Scantling.
I would go with Valdez-Scantling in this one in a full point PPR. And Duke Johnson, look, it was nice to see him get more involved in the offense, but I'm not sure if that was due to game flow or the opponent, and he's not going to catch 100% of his targets like he did last week. So it's kind of a toss-up there. I would go Duke or MVS. Slight lean to MVS, though.
Daniel says Jordan Howard or Marlon Mack?
Jordan Howard. Marlon Mack's going up against Jaguars defense coming off the bye. I do like Marlon Mack for the rest of the season, but I'm a little bit wary of the matchup today.
Let's go out to Jim, who's in Menominee Falls. What's up, Jim?
Hi. Kenny Galladay or Amari Cooper?
Yeah, I do like the fact that they're trying to get Cooper the ball, but I think the upside's still with Galladay. I mean, when Cooper, his floor is very low. I think he has something like 5 games dating. If you look at this season and last season, it's only 5 games where he's had less than 10 yards receiving. So I would go with Galladay. I'm still going to go back to that well. Things are only going to get better. There's a week coming with Kenny Galladay where he's going to go for like 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, and that could be this week.
414-799-1250. You can get in that way. Let's go to Tony, who's in Cudahy. What's up, Tony?
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. You?
Quick question. I got 3 running backs, need 2. I have Chubb from Cleveland, Mack from Indianapolis, and Davis from Seattle. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yeah, I do like Davis this week. I don't see how Chris Carson's going to play. He should be the main ball carrier, and we saw the running backs have a good game against a tough Rams defense. So I would go with Chubb, who I like a lot. I think, you know, he's getting a lot of touches. Atlanta's defense is banged up. I'm going with Chubb and Davis in this one. Again, I do like Mac. It's just that the Jacksonville defense I'm a little bit concerned about.
Cody, Greg Olsen, Jared Cook, 1 point PPR.
Olsen. Cook, he's got his role, and this is a good problem to have each and every week. But Olsen's still that safety blanket, made that fantastic catch last week. Seems to be finding the end zone and seems to be healthy. So I like Olsen this, between the two of them.
And then one from my friend on Twitter, Wisconsin Disney Dad, needs 2 of 4. Randall Cobb, Humphreys, Corey Davis, or Allen Robinson needs 2 of 4.
Allen Robinson practiced yesterday, so he should be a go. I like him, and I like Corey Davis. Tennessee's going to have to throw him, put up some numbers. He's getting a lot of targets from Mariota. So Humphreys, I know he had the big game last week. I think that was a little bit fluky, and there's a lot of mouths to feed in the passing attack there. And Randall Cobb, basically, he's down to third fiddle. So he might occasionally have the big game, but he really hasn't done a lot since week one. So Corey Davis and Allen Robinson out of those four.
Kevin, the rest of the weekend, they can reach you on Twitter and find you, rotowire.com.
Yeah, get a hold of me on Twitter, at Casey Payne, P-A-Y-N-E-2-6. Just make sure you're following me. Feel free to unfollow in the off season so I can direct message you back. I always get, you know, one or two tweets a week where somebody's not following me. I'm not going to answer those questions. I'm not going to fill up my timeline with questions about your fantasy team, but I'm happy to direct message you. I answer each and every question, comes straight from me. So get a hold of me through Twitter or check us out at rotowire.com.
Kevin, appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Bart. Have a good one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.